And now in this corner, wearing a white shirt and black pants, coming in at 6'1 and a trim 215, hailing from the North End via the Emergency Response Department, Eric Gilmore, everybody.
Wow, thank you for that intro.
I don't know. Candy said it as she was playing. It's like, I feel like I'm playing wrestler walkout music. That's like, oh, right, let's do it. Let's do it.
My man, Eric Gilmore. Woo! Not my man.
He is, of course, the director of public safety for Escambia County. Eric, welcome back to the show, sir.
Andrew, thank you for having me, sir.
Hey, a lot of things to talk about with you, but the one I had meant to get to, I had intended to get to this with Wes yesterday, and we just ran out of time. It's always my fault. But, you know, I saw Governor DeSantis made a comment recently about, he was kind of bragging on one of the things that his administration had done, which was facilitate the CORE program, this program for, you know, getting addicts who repeatedly have to use, like, Narcan, for example, get them into a treatment for that with drugs that would take them off of the desire and be unable to experience the, you know, the pleasure of doing the drugs. And this was, we were working on this, and it seems like we've been working on this for a long time, like 7 or 8 months. And all of a sudden I realized I haven't heard anything about this, but it seems like we've got to be doing it. Where are we at on the CORE program?
Thank you for bringing us to light, Andrew. We are, the CORE program is 100% up and running. Our Escambia County EMS crew, we hired the nursing staff. We've hired the EMTs. Our CORE program is, like I said, up and running. We have, as of to date, 8 inductees, which means these people have sought help or asked for help, and we've got them in the program, and we go out daily and give them their dosages of Suboxone, and we make sure they take it right there in front of us. And then we're also doing some wraparound services for these individuals to make sure they have everything they need to be successful. We've even worked with an individual to get the individual some polos. The individual now has a job, holding down a job and doing good. So while it's not eight's not a lot of people, but the 8 that we have, we're making an impact in their lives, and it's working for them. So
wow.
I got to say, our community partners, what is supposed to happen is, we run these overdoses. People go to the hospital, and the hospital staff's supposed to interact with them and offer up this program. And once they do, they get enrolled with us. Because it's that warm handoff, right? So the hospital, they can write a script and treat you. So they write a script and you know, you're out of the hospital. And then it's up to you to go through the program. Well, you don't have to go through it by yourself. This staff is dedicated to go through it with you and make sure you're doing the regimens until we can get you into the FQHC or with Sandra Smiley in that group and get into placed in their system. That way you have somebody walking with you step in step. And the first inductees we have, we're seeing success in that. Now, the individual's going to want to have to do this. So,
right.
They got to be committed and understand that we will be there and give you everything you need to be successful, but you've got to want to do it as well. So, but like I said, 8's not a lot, but it is
eight
we have, we're being very successful.
Eight is 8 more than it would have been if we hadn't done the program. You know, and that's...
You're absolutely right.
You know, is 8 people you saved out of the Gulf a big deal? I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a lot. That's important.
That's correct.
What kind of response?
That's correct.
Well, first of all, do you have any sense of, like, 8 in the grand scheme of overdoses? I know is not a lot, but what is the, like, in the time period where we've been operating and managed to get 8 into this program, how many have either declined or, you know, like, what's the percentage rate of getting people into the program? Do you have any sense of that? Like, how many calls you've run or overdoses in that same time period?
I don't have a true number for you, but I can tell you that we have. So, God bless our CORE team. They'll hear an overdose go out, and they actually wind up being accident lawyers. They chase the ambulance, and they'll follow the ambulance to the hospital. And once that person, you know, gets settled in and the hospital takes care of them, then the nursing team and the CORE team, they meet with that individual in the hospital and try to enroll them then and talk to them through the program. Now,
we've had a lot of people.
We've had several people, of course, decline.
Yeah.
They just said, I'm not ready right now. And I don't know what that number is. I didn't get that number for us this morning. But we have had that. But then we've had some say, well, hold on. I'm interested in it. Can you give me some time to think about it? And we did have one individual that says, I'm not ready right now. And then 2 days later, become one of our inductees. So, it weighs on them. They now that they know that this is out there and we're going to walk through it, and they explain the whole program with them, we're starting to see some success. And here's the thing. We don't have to chase the ambulance, and the hospital doesn't have to refer you. if you decide right now you're hearing me that I want to do something about this and I want to get help, all you got to do is pick up that phone, call 850-477-HELP. That goes straight to my core team. They'll call you. They'll talk to you. They'll come out and meet with you and talk you through the process. So anybody who's deciding right now, you don't have to go anywhere. You just pick up the phone and call, and we will engage you.
So that's 850-477-HELP. And it may not be that people who are addicts are listening, although they may be, you know, but it may be friends and family of those folks who recognize this is a helpful alternative and can say, hey, you know, we can get you in a program where they can put you on the Suboxone. You don't want the drug. You don't feel the effects of the drug, and we can get you clean in your life real, you know, if you're willing to do it. And by the way, the planting of seed, that has value, right? The first time you contact them, maybe you don't win, but, you know, maybe it's the second or third time or something like that. And if somebody texted me, it's not just the eight lives. It's, you know, all of the families, all of the friends, all of the relatives, the school, every, you know, whatever, all of the around them. So, man, that's fantastic. And I have to assume that the hospital staff are excited about this, too, because maybe they finally feel like, ah, we have an answer. Maybe not for everybody, but for some people. Am I right in that?
That would be correct. That way they don't have to just treat the street, right? Just hope for the best. I mean, that's been the mantra in the past is, you know, we've seen this individual. We've done what we can here right now. And good luck, and I hope the best for you. But now we can just, like I said, it's that warm handoff, and it's that group of people that it's going to be the same team pretty much. You're going to know our staff. Yeah. By the end of this program, you're going to know our staff. It's the same four nurses. It's the same EMTs. You're going to see them. You're going to know them by name. And, you know, it's just that warm face that you have a connection with, and they're going to help you. They are absolutely going to help you through the process.
Now, that's fantastic.
And whatever
wraparound
services you may need, they're going to follow up with that. So
we're talking to Eric Gilmore. And, Eric, hey, just if I forget to ask, would you kind of continuously keep me updated as, you know, maybe once a quarter or something, just kind of what the numbers are, because I want to be able to tell people about the good success. Obviously, the big news this week, as we broke it on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe it was Wednesday, I don't know, was that Jason Catrabone, the fire chief, is leaving, and he's your direct report, okay? So I assume he came to you first and said, you know, I'm leaving. Do we, you know, why? I know Wes Moreno yesterday said it was because of a job opportunity elsewhere. Is that really all it is? And, you know, he's sticking around for 90 days, and it's not really anything else. It's just he's got a better job opportunity?
He does. He's got a good job opportunity. Here's the thing. Jason has done a phenomenal job with us. He's a very strategic planner. I do hate to see him go. There was nothing, no one incident. Everybody's used to turmoil and, oh my gosh, this happened. Look, it's nothing. He's leaving on good terms, really good terms. Jason was a smart guy. And I did learn a lot from Jason. I've been in fire service for 26 years, but to the administrative level that he brought, I learned a lot from him. I'm going to miss him because he did have a lot of insight, but we do wish him well. But there was no one thing or culmination of things that just set him on fire and decided that he was time for him to go. But, it was just a good opportunity for him and moving on.
That's a funny expression to use, by the way. Nothing set him on fire.
Yeah.
The fire chief. That's good. And he leaves an agency that's in better shape than he found it, which is always the thing that we ought to expect out of people. Hey, the last thing I wanted to ask you about is yesterday y'all were involved in a response to the Santa Rosa Medical Center, the fire that they had, and also needing to transport some of their patients over here to some of the Pensacola hospitals, right?
That is correct. We were asked to go to help out with our neighboring agencies to assist in the possible full evacuation of the hospital. They did not do a full evacuation of the hospital. Our counterpart, ambulance service over there, lifeguard. And by the way, if we had a situation over here, I would expect lifeguard to come over here and help
us.
It's just mutual aid. That's what we do. We back each other up. No matter what name's on the side of that box, when the disaster hits, it's all hands on deck. So, our guys did a phenomenal job of getting four ambulances available. We put two ambulances toward the transportation side if we needed to decompress the hospital really quick. And we put two trucks over in Santa Rosa County to help catch some of the 911 calls.
Oh, okay.
So we were fortunate enough. So kind of divide and conquer and help them out. And like I said, if we had the situation over here, I would expect lifeguard to be sitting over here going, Eric, what do you need? So that's just how we work. During a disaster, it is all literally all hands on deck. Everybody put your resources together and let's get this task accomplished. So, but our crews, like I said, a phenomenal job. We held no calls while we were assisting over there yesterday.
Oh, great.
We had three supervisors, and was able to put four trucks over there to assist Santa Rosa and help out with that situation. And, you know, because, you know, these things just, of course, they don't happen on a Monday morning or anything like that. No, it's going to be on right. a late Thursday afternoon or Friday afternoon and going into a holiday weekend, right?
Well, of course.
Things happen, so.
Hey, it did make me think when I saw this, and you talking about this, you know, evacuating a hospital as a possibility. That's not what they had to do in the end because it was a limited fire. But still, it made me think this would have been, in my mind, a perfect opportunity to deploy the AmbuBus, but the AmbuBus is still not with us. Is that right?
It is still not with us. We are waiting on the last piece of the puzzle. So we received funding from our healthcare coalition. The funding went toward the airbag system, rebuild of the AC system, upkeep, or actually going over the engine. So the healthcare coalition gave us the mechanical money. So the bus is now sound, structurally sound, and ready to go.
Okay.
And then the other pot of money was coming from the state of Florida. State of Florida is supposed to give us the money to install the kit, to put the cots in, and get all those things and stretchers. And I'm still waiting on the state of Florida to give me that money. And I will tell you, yesterday, you're right, it would have been a great opportunity for this bus to get over there and start doing mass transit, pulling people out. But I will tell you, Chief Dorsell will be on the phone with the state this morning going, where is our money? Because this thing has drug on for so long. So, but that's the last piece we're waiting on, is the money from the state of Florida.
All right. Well, you know, obviously we want to get it done, and I know you all want to get it done, and you have a deadline coming up. You have a hospital that is opening, and that is a key part of the transitional program, if I'm not mistaken.
So we are under the gun to get this thing going. So absolutely. So we will be making calls today to try to find out where that money's at, so we can get this process done.
Outstanding. Well, it's going to be a big weekend for your folks in public safety, obviously, with the 4th of July and then Blue Angels weekend. Eric Gilmore, I know your folks do a tremendous amount of work, and you know, we really appreciate all the stuff that they do for the community and keeping us safe. Eric Gilmore, he's the director of public safety. Sir, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Andrew, thank you so much.